And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm telling you, man, just like making common sense like a superpower up in here. All right, hey, listen, just real quickly, those of y'all that, well, I mean, I'm an SEC football fan, so it's not like I don't want to watch a game, but just so you know that Bama's not my team. But hey, nonetheless, they are representing the state in the SEC championship game, which is tomorrow. So I'm laying it out there in case, just so you can say later on, I was going to ask, when's the game? Well, I'm telling you, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta. Gates open at 1:30, kickoff at 4:10 Eastern. That's 3:10 Central. So kickoff at a little after 3 tomorrow, playing it on CBS. So it's going to be, it's sold out, as you can imagine. I mean, this is going to be a game, though, too. I mean, Georgia-Alabama. What's you got a prediction on this? What do you think?
War Eagle.
No, dude. Yeah, I mean it's going to be big doings, man. I think it's. I mean, there's a lot of reason to believe that Georgia is just almost unstoppable in this
game. So here's my prediction.
All right, predict it.
All right,
lay it out.
The team that ends up with the most points at the end of the game will be the winner.
Dude,
you heard it here.
Are you the one who used to help drop bombs from Navy planes? I mean, is that the level of specificity you called in for the JDAMs and all?
I'm not the sports commentator.
You are not lasing the target.
It's a good game. I hope it's a good game. I'm excited about tailgating food.
I dig that. Let me grab a few text messages for the break, and we're going to have. Don't forget, bottom of the hour here, coming back from the next break. Dale Jackson calling in. He and I will start a conversation about the big state debate from last night. And I got plenty of stuff to talk about in that regard. John C. from Madison says, wasn't Packwood the last one to get expelled? No, it was Traficant. A Democrat named Traficant was the last one to get expelled from Congress before today. Now it's a Republican named Santos. I think it was Traficant. Brian from Decatur says, what about Elizabeth Warren? That rode the Indian train and benefited from that her entire life. I know, man. I'm telling you. It's just good to be a Democrat, right? You can just do that stuff and just pretend that nobody knows. Boyd from Joppa talking about Tiffany Noel a minute ago says, Tiffany is not a never-Trumper. She's a conservative who votes for the most conservative candidate in the race. And Boyd, that would have been my interpretation too. I don't know her super well. I've not sat down and talked politics with her. I've interacted with her, especially through her work with Mo Brooks. But my anticipation is that while she might internally not be in favor of Trump, which I don't know for a fact, but that when it comes time to support whoever the top of the ticket is, that if she's leading the Republican women, she's not going to try to undermine the campaign. Gary from Decatur says AOC and Ilhan Omar have both been caught misusing campaign funds. How about Cori Bush? Cori Bush, absolutely. Says, why are Republicans not addressing their conduct? That's right. Democrats didn't think they needed any kind of investigation. Of course not. Only Republicans eat their own. Well, there you go. Mike from Decatur says, earlier today, I spoke to a local state legislator who I've known for several years. I asked him how it was going. He said, helping those I represent is great. Working with a lot of other Republicans, not so much. He said he's a real conservative, Christ-like, young, family man, loves the Lord. Give a huge shout-out to 1819 News. Okay. Hope you give a shout-out to Right Side Radio, too. Mike from Athens says, Washington and Oregon play tonight. There you go. Washington and Oregon play tonight. The Pacific Northwest is on the field. And then John from Huntsville. Phil, the Vegas odds have Georgia by 5. Okay. There you go. If you're placing bets, it's by the way, it's not legal in Alabama, but there you go. All right. We are taking the break. We're coming right back. Dale Jackson calling in, going to number 2 on the Triple Dipper, the big state debate. I'd like to know if you watched it, what'd you think about it? Because it was something, in my opinion. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, going to the phones right now. Glad to bring on a brethren in talk radio. He is the reason why I'm on the air, just so y'all know. That would be my friend Dale Jackson. What's up, Dale Jackson? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thrilled to be here.
Good. I'm glad. Did you watch the debate last night?
I watched a good portion of it. I did, yeah. I'm in Gatlinburg right now with some friends, but I did watch a lot of the clips, and I watched some of it last night.
Well, so let me ask you your thoughts, first of all. Was it a worthy thing to have the debate at all last night between Newsom and DeSantis?
If you're on DeSantis, the answer is yes. I mean, no question about it. I mean, it was just an absolute beatdown. I think you saw, especially after we've had these last two elections where we had Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Joe Biden, this guy, I mean, say what you will about how much everyone loves Donald Trump. This guy outclasses all four or all three of those individuals, and I think we'd be better off if we had guys like him as president of the United States. And I liked what I saw in the debate. He was substantive. He answered the questions that were actually asked, and he drew the distinction between what he wanted to do in Florida, what they were doing, and what was going on in California. So that's what he had to do, and I thought it was pretty good.
I tend to agree, and I'll tell you too, what else struck me was that even though I didn't agree with almost any words that came out of Newsom's mouth, the truth is it was a worthy debate. I mean, it was like, so what I'm saying is it wasn't like you had just a straw man standing up there. You had somebody who really is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal progressive who knows how to articulate his liberal progressive views, and he was coming at DeSantis, which gave it a real air of this is actual debate, and I thought that was worthwhile.
Yeah, I think so too. They had their positions they wanted to get out there, and they wanted to let it be known, and they actually, at least, do some chance. He tried to sort of make his arguments, but now we've learned that his wife is the one that pulled the plug.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's also amazing. I mean, there were some great like zinger moments last night too. I think most of the good zingers, there was one that came out of Newsom's mouth when he basically dinged DeSantis for not being ahead in the polls in his own state during a presidential run. But the rest of it though, the big zingers came back at Newsom. One of the best was when DeSantis was saying, yeah, I met a guy who actually moved to Florida, said he loves it. You know, he's in a place where it's low taxation and he feels safer. And oh, by the way, that's your father-in-law, Gavin. I thought that was a huge moment.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good too. And look, there are some real issues here for Gavin Newsom that he's had to deal with if he does end up running for president. I know a lot of people say that we're going to be dealing with I think you may be one that might believe this as well, that Newsom is a potential presidential nominee because Biden won't be. I'm not so sure I buy that.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that if indeed something happens to Biden, I don't think they're going to put Kamala Harris up. I think she's going to find a reason to go spend time with her family, and I think Newsom is the guy who's already been measuring the drapes in the Oval Office. We had that one weird day. Remember when it was about a year or so ago when Biden was actually out of the country, and no one knows why, but Newsom was at the White House. Like, why did that happen?
Right. But Kamala Harris not being the nominee, I think is pretty interesting in the sense if they do choose, because then they're going to say, well, what's this all about? We have a situation where it's not going to be the black woman's not good enough, another white guy? That's interesting. I think that's a potential minefield that I think they're going to want to avoid.
Well, all right. Fair point. Let me ask you this. So last night I felt like was the most substantive debating of back and forth issues from the two polar opposite sides of the political spectrum. But while I was looking at the TV last, I was watching the TV last night, and I looked at Charlene and I said, we're watching America's debate right now. This debate is exactly what America's going through. This is the debate. This is not about who wants to be on the Republican ticket. This is the debate about America's future right here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think we're looking at two very drastic, different visions, and I think people have made it clear where a lot of them stand. And, this whole there's not a difference between the two parties, uniparty talk, that's all just nonsense at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some very clear differences I think we saw.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. I also feel like Newsom did a great job of evading the questions sometimes. But I'll tell you, and I'll probably go into it more detail when I'm just going through some of the resources I've got here later. But daggum, I mean, I wonder what was going through Newsom's head when Ron DeSantis pulled out the poop map of San Francisco and held it up and said something like, "You talk about California being the land of freedom. I'll tell you what they have freedom for. They have freedom to defecate on the streets. Here's a copy of the poop map to tell you where not to walk in San Francisco." It was unreal.
Yeah, it was unreal, and I guess they whined that it was unfair now because there were props and stuff like that. It's very strange, very strange.
Yeah, well, okay, call it props if you want to, but it was effective. All right, so
it
let me
just means you they lost.
So let me ask you this: you kind of opined on this earlier in the discussion, but so you think that Ron DeSantis basically had a good moment last night that might help his campaign?
I don't know how much it helps his campaign. I do think it was a net positive for him. I don't know if there's any really helping at this point. Donald Trump's going to be the nominee until he's not.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I think. But yeah, I think it was a net positive. If you looked at that, and you know, you didn't see something good there, I don't know what to tell you. It really might have been a good opportunity for people to be honest with themselves and think about the people they're following and who they're talking to. If you watched that last night, the people you follow were like, "Oh, DeSantis really fell in his face." I mean, how can you trust anything they say? That's just clearly not what happened there. Just take that into account.
No, it absolutely didn't. If the only people that would say that are the ones that are scared that he'll be able to supplant Trump on the ticket somehow, and then the ones who are just so liberal left that they can't stand anything that comes out of a conservative's mouth.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So yeah, there's no way. I think he absolutely did himself a favor by doing it. I thought it was a classic. I will say this though, I don't want to give him too many props because I just can't abide by the guy. Gavin Newsom to me reminds me of like a some kind of villain on Batman or something. But I'll say this, props to him for doing it. You know, which only draws the speculation a little further that he's running for president already. But props to him for going on Hannity and debating. You know, a polar opposite. He didn't have to do this. He's not running for anything right now, technically, but he did.
Yeah, I Newsom, I think, came off very bad here. I mean, just he came off really, really bad. And not only did he lose the debate on the merit, but on the style, he was completely outclassed. And this was not a good moment for him. But you're right, he didn't have to do it. And he's probably wishing he didn't at this point.
Yeah, the very first question out the gate, I think, went to DeSantis. In fact, apparently they had a coin flip, which I didn't see. But they had a coin flip to see who got to take the first question. And then it came. It actually, I think Newsom won the coin flip, and he deferred to allow, because I guess he thought, I want to respond, as opposed to being, you know, the first one out the gate. And so right out the gate, Ron DeSantis just came out swinging. And I thought, well, it's game on. It's only the first question.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he had to do. He had to basically blow him away because it was a friendly battlefield on top of that for him. Hannity and he agree ideologically. So, you know, he had to win, and he did.
All right, so last question here as we head into the final minutes, Bud, and I appreciate your time. I know you're in Gatlinburg, so I won't keep you.
Sure.
But, just like personal body language styles. I watched it, and I thought, Ron DeSantis just struggles with looking comfortable. I mean, I'll say Gavin Newsom, even though it was schmarmy and I felt like I was getting huckstered the whole time when he was talking, at the same time, he stands there and he looks relaxed being a huckster. But Ron DeSantis, he struggles with, like, even the smile looks like, oh, they told me to smile. Quick, try and put up a fake smile. And it looks like, you know, a fake smile. The old boy's got to loosen up, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he's a bit awkward. I mean, that's true. He's not Mr. Cool and Collected. He's got a little weird cadence to his voice. I'm a little aware of that. And, you know, so you have those things that you can't overcome. It is what it is. But overall, as long as you win on the substance, he did that. I think it's a net positive for him.
Well, I think it is too, and I think we're going to wind up seeing some polling that'll show that. I think this. If people were watching it, that's the thing. If people were watching it, actual voters, I think you're going to see a percentage point or two that might go towards DeSantis, and he got a leg up on Haley just by having an extra night of debate, in my opinion.
Let's hope that's true. I've said for a while I'm voting for DeSantis in the primary. I hope he does a little better in Iowa than we're expecting.
All right, man. Hey, enjoy the mountains.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Dale Jackson, host of the Dale Jackson Show on WVNN up in Huntsville, also writes for Yellowhammer News, and we appreciate him. We're going to have more on this. I'll come back from this break. Big state debate. That's what it was. It was the two potentially, I guess they're the biggest states. I got to check and see. But the two biggest states, two massive GDPs, two huge population shifts, two polar opposite governing styles debating on the stage last night. I thought it was America's debate. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just y'all, I'm saying, like, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, by the way, you hear the ads playing during the breaks, right? Just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves, not owned by the stations that you hear us on. We actually send them our show. Part of the way that we support what we do is by running ads. And so if you listen to this show and you're thinking, man, Phil's got like thousands of Right Side Ruffians listening all the time. And oh, by the way, I'm a Right Side Ruffian. I sell either goods or services. Listen, you might want to advertise. There's a bunch of folks out there that might want to know who you are. So yeah, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, we would love to talk to you. The way you do it is not by contacting the station. You got to contact us directly. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab and then just send us a message. We will get right back to you. I got folks out there that are beating the bushes trying to find more sponsors, and we'd love to talk to you and put you on the team. Rightsideradio.org, send us a message. Butters, Lisa from Huntsville, has texted. She says, I really like Butters' answers to who he thought was going to win the SEC championship. She said, it was about the same as my answer when my son and daughter-in-law asked what kind of child I thought he thought, I can't talk. I'm a radio show guy and I can't talk.
I'm here for you.
Thank you, bro. He says, it's about the same as my answer when my son and daughter-in-law asked what I thought they were having. I said, baby? I had no idea. She said, it's a boy, by the way, our first grandchild. We are so excited. Blessings on you, Lisa.
Congratulations.
That's right. Blessings on you. And blessings on that sweet baby that it be born. Or he was born beautiful and healthy. I pray, God, that it just grows up to know you and to love you. All right. Mr. Hill from Pumpkin Center says, I can predict the score of the Alabama-Georgia game before it even starts. 0-0, guaranteed, before it even starts.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Hill from Pumpkin Center. Don't quit your day job. Brian from Huntsville says, I wish he had called it, talking about the poop map. I wish he had called it the California crap map app.
Nice.
Oh, he thought about that one too much. Ken from Harvest said, you said you wonder what was going through Newsom's mind when he saw the San Francisco poop map? That's simple. It was, oh, poop. Got the emoji.
Well played. Well played. Well played, man, sir. We've got some good jokers out there today.
Some burgeoning comedians. And then Joe from Birmingham, who writes like in these, like, you know, almost like prose type. Yeah. He says, when DeSantis went for the water bottle, made me worry. Had a Rubio moment. No, he didn't. He didn't choke on the water. He didn't like look like he was sucking it, you know, through a straw. But I did. He did. By the way, DeSantis, he actually made drinking like a thing of water look normal. I will say that. Like Rubio, not so much. DeSantis did okay. Thank you, Joe. All right, so here's the thing. As we head into the break, I'll just tell you, and I got a little bit more on this because I'm going to call out some of the moments specifically from the debate, why it was important. But I couldn't help but believe that last night was the debate, because I don't think we're going to get a Biden debate. I don't think Trump's going to. I'm assuming Trump's going to be the top of the ticket, right? I don't think that Trump's going to get a Trump-Biden debate.
Yes, sir.
I doubt if it's going to happen. I don't think they'll put Biden up there and make him look as foolish as I think he would look. I don't think there's enough B12 shots in the world to jazz him up for the debate. I really don't. But all said and done, last night was the debate of the issues. And I will also give props to Sean Hannity, who did it. There was no crowd. There was no distraction there. Hannity had real good, solid, you know, facts both ways, and yeah. So I thought that it was worthwhile. How much time have I got for a break? I got a time. I'll take a call. Let me do that right now. Is that Kareem? I haven't talked to him in a while. Kareem from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Phil?
All right, man. What's up?
Now, check it out. I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
Yeah.
That debate last night. So
yeah.
I'm gonna watch that tonight. You know, that's like the Friday night movie. So I haven't watched the whole thing, but from what I saw, DeSantis, it's like I keep forgetting he's on the stage. You know, I noticed that during the debates too. You forget that he's there. I don't know if it's because he's short or his hands are small or you know, it's bad, and he seems so nervous all the time. Like he doesn't command room presence, you know. You know, you're big on that, or room presence. He doesn't command that. And I think old boy smoked him. I haven't watched it, though, but I think he got smoked last night.
Well, so a couple things there. I think that DeSantis, when he's trying to look relaxed, does not look relaxed at all. It's like when he gets jazzed up and like when he starts using his hands, he's talking like he's, you know, then all of a sudden you begin to see like the real person. But you could tell there were times when like, oh, I was told to smile, got to fake a smile. And you know, didn't
work. He looked it's so uncomfortable. I only seen like maybe 5 minutes of it so far, so I can't wait to, you know, go grab me some Yang Langs and sit down and watch it.
You might need two or three. but you know, the parts where DeSantis pulled out, you can read Newsom's face. Newsom has the ability. Newsom can carry a smile. Old boy's had some dental work. But he can carry a smile, but you could see the smile turn down slightly, like when DeSantis pulled out the poop map, and or when he pulled out the actual pornography that's, you know, used in some libraries in California. You could see DeSantis' smile, like he was shooting daggers at that particular point.
Yeah, I understand, but so far it seems like Nikki Haley may be the nominee. So,
oh, you think it's not going to be Trump, huh?
Nah, Trump got a lot of problems, y'all, and he tried to go against this country. And I'm telling you again, I've never seen nobody win, you know, against America. So he keeps saying he's for America, but we know, I feel in his heart, he's not. He got a real disdain for this country right now, so he's not going to be the nominee.
All right, brother. Well,
they're going to make sure they zip him, wrap him, tie him up, and he's going to be done.
All right, so
I'm not even worried about him no more.
Here's the thing. So when Trump gets the nomination, you owe me a Yingling, and when Trump gets elected president, you buy me dinner.
Oh, that's definitely not going to happen. I might get dinner, but he would never be president again. Never. Never. It's over.
All right,
we're heading to a break, Craig.
We'll see, man. Take care. All right, listen, we got more on this. I'm going to lay out a few things that were worthy of attention from last night. Points that were made, things that were said, zingers that were thrown. At one point, I even wondered if punches were going to be thrown at some point backstage. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, the big state debate. We'll be right back. all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys about the Elm Foundation, ELM, the Elm Foundation. So they're based out of Huntsville, a 501c3, a charitable organization. They are doing things to basically restore life to people, if you know what I'm saying. They're bringing life back into lives that have just been in despair, that have been on the streets, that don't seem to remember how to get back into a space of productivity, that feel like they've been disadvantaged and they can't get a leg up in life. The Elm Foundation is using conservative principles like hard work and putting accountability in your life. And they're restoring lives. It's really very cool. We had them in the studio, and I love what they do. Now, listen, the Elm Foundation, they are based out of Huntsville, but it doesn't matter. This is year end. Charities, they rely upon charitable giving. And so if you're thinking about, where you're going to put your dollars here at the end of the year, let me just help you consider the Elm Foundation. You can find them on their website. That's ELMHSV, Elm Foundation, ELMHSV.org. And that'd be very cool. If you talk to him, by the way, tell him you heard about him on Right Side. I would appreciate that. Several texts I'll get before I jump back in and finish up this topic. David from Coleman, he says, I know his team's going to win the game tomorrow, the one with the most points. See what you started, Butters? You started this. You went down this road.
You're welcome.
Brian from Huntsville, does Lisa realize that on football that Senator Phil forgot to fill out his 1 week? Come on, man. Was that necessary? That was not necessary. It was actually 2 weeks, by the way. Glenn from Bluntsville says they can get Biden ready for the debate with Trump using some of the white powdery substance they found in the White House. Yeah. By the way, isn't that something? You've got the most secure facility in the world, potentially. And you know they got cameras at every angle. You know they got listening devices. You know they got security, like actual personnel. And oh, by the way, you know where they found that cocaine was in the lockers where you put your cell phones next to the White House Situation Room. So, yeah, they know whose bag that was.
Imagine what would have happened if that bag had been found in some piece of property that Trump owned. But not even that he lived in or that he just owned.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Russell from Rural Route 1. He doesn't appreciate Kareem's phone calls. Says Kareem's a typical liberal, appearance over substance. Well, you know, man's got opinions. But I like it when Kareem calls. Thomas from Athens says, your callers that claim that DeSantis got smoked by Newsom only talk about appearance and demeanor. Okay, same thing. Not results. Personally, I don't support the politician, him or herself, based on the personality. I support with money candidates on ideas and results. I support with money candidates based on ideas and results. I would agree. I can look past, like Fry said last night, I can just tell you that, and I'm not going to make open endorsements on the air. I'm just not going to. I can tell you that I would be satisfied if DeSantis wound up winning. I mean, but right now I'd be satisfied if my neighbor's house cat beat Biden. Please, God, somebody besides Biden in the next election. But if the primary winds up with DeSantis at the top of the ticket, everything I heard and saw last night, I'd be like, well, I can live with that. Well, I can live with that.
So it's interesting talking about the appearance, because I actually got a comment on YouTube that basically kind of finished with, he's so slick, he's believable even when you know he's lying. So,
talking,
you know,
about Newsom?
Newsom, yeah. Okay. So even a different interpretation of what's that presence, what's he look like, how's he carry himself, is like, maybe he's a little too polished.
Yeah, well, and I think Newsom is that guy. I mean, he's definitely got that, that kind of huckster salesman, snake oil guy. Just anyway. Let me grab a couple things here. I'm probably not going to get to all of them. But there were several moments last night that were like, wow. Like, for instance, Fox had one. I got multiple articles from Daily Wire, ABC, all over the place. But this one was from Fox, who hosted the debate. They call it the five top moments. The first one was when, and this was epic. I thought, oh, Lord, what is happening? He's reaching into his jacket pocket. What is he? Oh, he's got a prop. Well, they don't like props in debates, but he brought it out anyway. DeSantis confronted Newsom with sexually explicit children's books. There's a book called Gender Queer. It's one of those, apparently, that what do you call the comic book style books? Daggum, I forgot the name.
Comics is all I'm coming
okay.
up with.
Okay, anyway, it's all cartoon images.
Gotcha.
Called Gender Queer, but it's very explicit, and it teaches kids the various aspects of homosexual relations. All right. And so old boy pulls out a graphic novel. That's what I was looking for. So old boy pulls out from a page from that book, and he's got blackout marks on it. And he said, I had to black out certain portions because they would not be acceptable for national TV, but they're in children's libraries in your state. And he's talking to Newsom.
Wow.
And Newsom tried to pin it on him, DeSantis, saying, well, you're a book banner. And he's like, no. There's just no reason for this to be in a kid's library. Tell me why you want it in a kid's library. Newsom wouldn't ever answer that question.
Of course he wouldn't.
Here's one of the greater lines in the movie, and this one went to DeSantis. The movie in the debate, this one went to Newsom also. He said Gavin Newsom at one point tried to say California was the freedom state. I just kind of laughed, like, you're locking people down. You're doing all this stuff. Then I thought about it and thought, California does have freedoms that other states don't. And then he pulled out the poop map. He said, you have the freedom to defecate in public in California. You have the freedom to pitch your tent on Sunset Boulevard. You have the freedom to create a homeless encampment under a freeway and light it on fire. You have the freedom to have an open-air drug market. You have the freedom that if you're an illegal alien, you get all those taxpayer benefits. So those are the freedoms, he says. Those are not the freedoms our founding fathers envisioned. I thought that was an epic moment. Now, there was one, I'll give DeSantis one. And it was one of those that I was thinking, whew, that like sucked a little air out of DeSantis for a second there. But he looks at him, and I'll say this, DeSantis didn't stare back at Newsom much. People were saying that Newsom would turn to DeSantis, but in my opinion, Newsom never made eye contact. He was like looking at the floor in front of, you know, the podium. Anyway, Newsom kind of half turned towards, you know, DeSantis and just threw it at him. You're not even up in the polls in your own state right now in your failed presidential bid. And I thought, oh, my God, that was brutal. And I could see, you could almost see the blood beginning to ooze from DeSantis' ear for a second there as he took the blow. But anyway, that happened.
That's not near a poop map.
No.
I mean, the competition is Donald Trump, who is, I mean...
Yeah, Donald Trump is dominating right now. As long as Trump can maintain his status as a free man, which, you know, I think he's going to prevail in most of these lawsuits. I hope all of them. Another one. DeSantis wore Newsom out on the topic of law and order. And then Newsom tried to say, you've got more murders and things like that. But the stats didn't show that. And then DeSantis blasted Newsom over the fact that he's got people like District Attorney George Gascon in Los Angeles who will not prosecute crime. And he gave actual stories of people who suffered because of it. And then he said, I had two of those Soros-backed district attorneys in my state, and I had them removed from their jobs. It's a difference in, you know, how we care. And you could just see the look on Newsom's face. He's like, oh, crap. What else have I got here? Real quick.
He didn't bring out a U-Haul map, did he?
No, but I think, was it? Oh, it was Babylon Bee yesterday. I said they had a meme. I said last night's debate was sponsored by U-Haul. It's hilarious. Then there was discussion. I knew there would be. I said this with Lee from Huntsville yesterday on the phone, that there was discussion about the difference in the way the states handled COVID. And Newsom dared to try and say that DeSantis had, you know, had draconian lockdowns and had not been. Newsom's out there like shutting down people's lives, closing businesses. Schools didn't open for forever, bowing to the teachers union. And yet DeSantis is like, yeah, we opened schools up in August of 2020. We kept the state open. Oh, and here's one of the best ones in that discussion. DeSantis looked over towards Newsom at this point, and he did do that occasionally. He looked over at him and he said, in my state, we kept Disney World open and made them a whole lot of money. In your state, you shut Disneyland down. I was like, wow. You know, when you put Disney in both places, wow. Anyway.
So real talk, unless you got another one. What impact do you think it had on people trying to pick sides, probably those folks in the middle?
Well, so here's the deal. That's a great question. Just in my own personal bubble, right, the people that I talk to and all that, I there's a lot of folks that just didn't watch it. And I think there's people like me that are political junkies that are like, I see it, and you hear me talk about it. I can tell you things that I saw and heard. My concern is that a lot of people didn't watch it because there's a lot of people that are jaded on politics, and I get that. There's a lot of people that are like, well, they're not the presidential candidate, so why am I watching this? I think it was America's debate, so I thought it was very necessary. But here's the thing. I don't know that we're going to see a ton of movement, all right? I do think that DeSantis may have gotten himself a bump or two in what I would call the tier two polls, you know, the I'm not Trump polls. But then the other side of it, though, is DeSantis There's no telling how many campaign ads he can run off of last night.
Mm.
Think about the number of sound bites, the number of social media videos, the number of, you know, things that can be said. And look at us. We're talking for 30 minutes about the guy. And you know, it's not like I'm ignoring Nikki Haley or Ramaswamy. Just they weren't there. He had the whole stage to himself, basically. So I think in some ways it's going to help. Was it one of those, like, I can't wait to watch what happens? No, I think most of America didn't watch it. All right, Bubba, let's take a break. We'll do that right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I see there's Bill from Huntsville. He's saying, debate? What debate? Who cares? Come on, Bill. You got to care, man. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Friday afternoon, going to Dipper number 3. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.